Welcome to Commodity Market Update 2.0. I say 2.0 because it's been a while since we visited. This is John Michael Riley with Mississippi State University Extension Service and Commodity Marketing Specialist. And with me today is Brian Williams, a new Commodity Marketing Specialist with the Extension Service. Been with us about a month and a half. Glad to have him on board. That's another reason why it's 2.0. New voice out there. And we're just glad to be back visiting with you with these podcasts. And we'll definitely be more consistent with our bringing these to you. We want to spend the day talking about the supply and demand report that was released earlier by the United States Department of Agriculture. And with that, we'll go ahead and jump in. Corn market has been in the headlines quite a bit over the summer. Brian, what did we learn today about the corn market?
Well, John Michael, with the ongoing drought in the Midwest, they have again decreased the projected corn yields from about 122.8 bushels per acre, which is 0.6 bushels lower than last month's report. But those a good piece of information is that those are higher than our pre-report estimates of about 120.6 bushels per acre. Another impact that this drought has had is an earlier than normal harvest, which has actually resulted in about 1.2 billion bushels of new crop being made available for the old crop year, for use in the old crop year, which is going to result in some higher than projected, previously thought, beginning stocks for the 2012-2013 crop year. The crop progress reports show that there's about 11% of the U.S. corn crop has been harvested, and as of last week, 92% of the Mississippi corn crop has been harvested, so we're well above the average in terms of getting things out of the field. The U.S. exports are projected about 50 million bushels lower, but that's offset by about a 75 million bushel increase in domestic feed and residual use. And we have an ending stock projection for 2012-2013 crop year that's up about 83 million bushels over last month's projection. John Michael, what do we have on the cotton market?
Not a whole lot of changes in the cotton market. For the most part, we saw a slight reduction in the production, the U.S. production, currently projected at 17.11 million bales. This is down just a little bit from 17.65 reported in the August World Ag Supply and Demand report. And it's also slightly lower than the pre-report expectations of 17.4 million bales. So altogether, you know, those are some bullish factors right there. The carryover, though, was increased as there just wasn't enough or wasn't quite as much cotton moved from last year's marketing year to, and it's being brought over into this year. And another thing going on is that we did see a slight reduction in the total use, largely or fully accounted for in the number of exports. Exports were reduced from 12.1 million bales down to 11.8. Again, this goes back to a weakening global economy. Again, China is such a big player in the market. We've seen some slowdowns in manufacturing in that country, among other things, and it really looks like China is falling on some hard times. And when that happens, you're going to see some impacts in the cotton market. And exports are very important to the cotton market. For example, exports account for 77.6% of the current projected total use. So that's not uncommon from year to year. Cotton U.S. export or U.S. cotton exports are very important. Speaking of the global marketplace, those ending stocks were increased by just under 2 million bales, again, going back to China, largely due to an increase in carryover in the country of China. And so on a positive note, though, Brian just mentioned corn and the market the market environment there. It's fully expected to see an increase in the number of acres going to corn and soybeans and a reduction in the number of acres in cotton, not just here in the U.S. as we look forward to 2013 plantings, but more current, the South American crop is expected to do some of that. So we'll know more about what that holds as we move further along. But that's some expectations that could put some positive spin on prices in the cotton market. Speaking of soybeans, Brian, what did we find out today on soybeans?
Well, with soybeans, we're seeing some similar trends to the corn in terms of the projections. And a lot of it's on par with expectations. We have our soybean yield projections were again lowered from about 36.1 bushels per acre last month to now 35.3 bushels per acre. Like I say, that's on par with the projections of about 35.5 bushels per acre before the report came out. We have a projected soybean production of 2.63 billion bushels, and that's down from last month's estimate of 2.69 billion bushels. But those are again on par with the pre-report estimates. Our lower soybean production is offset by a decrease in our exports and domestic consumption. With the economy struggling, there's just not as much being consumed out there. So that results in an unchanged ending stocks at 115 million bushels. On the world market, we're also seeing decreased production, down about 2.33 million tons, and our projected ending stocks are also lower at down about 0.28 million tons. John Michael, what do we have going on in the wheat or the rice markets?
A low news market, but some changes. We did see some changes in the rice market, largely an increase in total supplies for the U.S. crop, up 12.4 million hundredweight, and largely due to an increase in both beginning stocks and production. Some acres were found across the U.S. In Arkansas. Total acres, harvested acres were increased by 37,000, and you can point to Arkansas as the culprit there, up 35,000 in that state. Other states that grow rice kind of swap back and forth on either finding acres or losing acres, but Arkansas again with up 35,000, nationally up 37,000. That led to an increase in total U.S. production. Also had a bump in the total estimated yield at 7,334 pounds an acre. That's up 138 pounds from last month's report. And again, those are largely due to increases in both Arkansas and in the state of Mississippi, where the drought, although it was heavy in Arkansas, it's been in the southeast corner of the state where most of the rice has grown, hasn't really experienced near the degree of drought that other portions of the state did. Globally in the rice market, similar story. Global production up 464.2 million metric tons. Increases in total use offset that for the most part, but weren't quite enough to offset it completely. And so as a result, we did see a slight increase in global ending stocks for rice. So overall, a somewhat bearish report in terms of with respect to the rice market, due to increase in ending stocks both domestically and on the global market. Wrapping things up, Ryan, what did we learn today about wheat?
Well, John Michael, we don't see a lot of changes in the U.S. wheat market. Our ending stocks remain unchanged from last month at about 698 million bushels. Where we are seeing some excitement in that, or some changes, are on the global level. As with the Midwest here in the U.S., Russia's facing some severe drought and a lot of heat that's having a major impact on their wheat crop. And as a result of that, the projected global production is down about 3.1 million tons. And global wheat consumption is about 2.6 million tons lower. So that ends up with about a 500,000 ton reduction in global stocks. But the wheat market is something we really want to watch closely, since we're approaching the fall planting season for a lot of the winter wheat varieties. So we'll keep a close eye on that in the near future.
Definitely, especially given the drought that has really encompassed. It's not as severe in the wheat belt as it was last year, but it's still hanging on there. We'll definitely be watching that market as we move into the fall planting. To recap for Mississippi crops, soybean, harvested area 2.1 million acres. They increased the yield from 39 bushel an acre to 41 from last month to this month. With respect to corn, 800,000 acres harvested. That's unchanged from last month, and yield increased from 147 to 150 bushel an acre. Cotton, 570,000 acres projected harvested last month. That's been reduced rather drastically to 460,000 harvested acres reported this month. Yield, though, increased a little bit from 926 last month to 991 pounds an acre this month. And then wrap things up with respect to rice. 125,000 acres harvested was projected last month. That's down 2,000 to 123,000 this month. But yield again was increased from 6,700 pounds an acre, from 6,700 pounds an acre down to up to 6,900 pounds an acre this month. So that kind of recaps it, and that wraps us up. Brian, thanks for joining me, and we look forward to visiting with everyone as we move forward along into the fall.